themes of meditation is the 32 parts of the body. These are disgusting parts. You can think of them as the disgusting parts of the body, the hair, the head, the hair, the body, and all that. Often the way we, or at least the way I meditate usually, is to picture these in the mind. And the thought of the look of that is disgusting enough for me to have a sense of revulsion towards, attachment towards those, the parts of the body and so forth. So it seems like that's also a kind of papancha, but it's a skillful papancha in itself, because probably it's leading to skillful states of mind and the reduction of unskillful states of mind.
And that's exactly how it's to be used, in that sense of you're lifting up an object, which is of course again that vitakka vichara. You're lifting up an object into the mind, you're sustaining the attention on that, but then you have to pay attention, well, what's the result? So do wholesome dhammas increase and unwholesome dhammas decrease. So then, that's why the Buddha has these different objects of investigation and perception, in order to give us some flexibility, because at different times we're going to need different objects to help us lift up the mind to what's wholesome and skillful. Like one of the teachings that he gave, gosh, I always forget what they called it, but it's the four meditation objects that are, say, like
guardians.
Thank you. the four guardian meditations. So that those are protective meditations. So that two of them are really inspiring to the mind. So like recollection of the Buddha, loving kindness, those really brighten the mind. And then two are recollection of death, recollection of the body, and those are more like, okay, let's hold back here and keep things in bounds, or they're sobering recollection. So, but they're guardians in the sense that you have to learn how to apply them properly.